Hello,
All right.
everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Wow, I'm hoping this is working. It's so anticlimactic.
I feel like, oh, my dad said we're on. So it must just be Robo
Yes.
DJ having issues.
Yeah, I feel like when we're in the studio and I turn it on, it's like, everything goes quiet. Like Robo DJ turns off and I hear myself talking in the headphones, but now there's like nothing has changed.
Yeah, or actually, my dad said you were. I don't know what that means. My mom said there's nothing yet. Well, it takes like what, 12 seconds for it to reach the thing?
Yes.
Maybe it takes even longer now that we're not actually broadcasting for real.
Oh, wait, there's nothing yet.
She said nothing yet.
Okay. Well, we may as well talk.
Hopefully, someone can hear us.
I can hear us. That's
Oh, my
good.
dad said you're back. I'm so confused.
Oh, my dad just yelled that he can hear it. Okay, I think
Wonderful.
we're good.
Okay, so
We're good.
we are trying to record this one in
Oh, yeah.
a different format. We recorded the last one. It recorded as a video. I turned the video into an MP3 audio
You
file.
did?
I did, but it still didn't upload.
You serious?
So today we are recording this as an MP4 instead of whatever
The
kind of
weird
video
thing.
I tried last time.
Yeah.
And maybe that will upload. I think we need to talk to your fancy board people and ask them why we can't upload. Because I don't know why an MP3 wouldn't upload.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I know nothing about this technology stuff. If you have a question about the Instagram, I can answer anything on the Instagram.
Oh,
Yeah,
my
I
dad
wish.
also just yelled that he can hear us. Okay.
Hi, Mr. Good.
Oh, since we're talking about my dad now, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So my dad gets a shout out today because it's his birthday, even though I'm not the biggest fan of his music, so we don't play his music. Sorry, Dad.
Oh,
But happy
that
birthday.
is a little awkward. But oh my God, happy birthday, Mr. Good. That's so exciting.
All right.
Right.
Are we? Should
Wait, are
we?
you doing anything for your dad's birthday?
We had, I mean, well, since we're talking about it now, we had my favorite meal of all time for dinner tonight, which he
No
also
way.
likes, so it's a win-win. It's a
Okay.
bacon and leek pasta.
Oh.
I know, like, you don't really think like leeks, what? But it's actually superb. It's like my favorite meal of all time. And so my dad
Oh
requested it tonight.
my
So
God.
I won as well. And we
Oi.
also celebrated on Sunday. We had enchiladas on Sunday.
Oh my God. Wait, like, did you make them or did you go to an enchilada place?
My mom made them. She's very talented.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I made them once and they're kind of complicated.
It's a ton of work, which is why we only have them for my dad's holidays, so like for Father's Day and his birthday. But that's what makes it so special, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and Aunt Donna is listening live tonight. Shout out to Aunt
Oh,
Donna.
yes. Hello, Aunt Donna. Welcome.
I'm so sorry we can't get these recordings working, but hopefully at some point they will.
Well, maybe I can ask. We'll fit next week. It will work.
Like, I have a recording of last week's show. It just, I can't upload it anywhere. Like, it's just sitting in
That's
my
really odd.
computer. I have an
Yeah.
MP3 and a movie with no picture. So, if you want the recording and you can tell me how to send it to you, let me know.
Huh.
But
Yeah.
I can't
That
get
is
it to, like,
very odd.
I would hit upload to the website and it would say pending and it would just be pending forever. I let it run for like hours and it just never worked.
It never.
Oh no, I think Hannah froze. Okay, well, since Hannah froze,
Oh, wait, I
are you
can hear
back?
you now. Can you hear me?
I can. Oh, you lost your video for a second. I thought I was gonna have to just
Oh.
like play music and sit here by myself.
Okay. No, I'm back. The Wi-Fi right. up here is a little spotty.
Yeah, I just got a warning that my internet is unstable as well, which I don't understand because I'm not on the internet. I'm on Ethernet. But we never really know what's going on with this computer.
A classic, just of course.
All right, well, should we play some tunes?
Yeah, let's tune it up.
Let's play some tunes. All right, you have the Teal up and running?
Teal is up and running.
All right, I'm going to mute myself and play some tunes. Enjoy.
Wow, enjoy.
And I don't mean nobody, unless I've got me somebody to rest on my chest through the night. See, I've been falling, it's a guarantee. Trying to get a taste of the air you breathe and feel my lungs so I can have enough for my life. Well, loosen, loosen, oh. She spoke words that would melt in your hands. And she spoke words of wisdom. To the basement people, to the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement. You heard that last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick cause you're not. You hear the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car seat, cause you're not up to going. Out on the main streets, completing your mission.
Okay, let me unmute myself. Okay, welcome back.
Wow, look at that.
We need to work on our transitions, but I feel like we get a free pass because, you know, we're doing this. Hannah? Hello?
That's kind of, hello. That was embarrassing. I hit the off button accidentally.
Okay, we're back. I'm sorry. That was awkward silence for anyone listening, but I keep forgetting I'm on air when Hannah's not here, and then I forget to talk, but.
That's okay. It wasn't awkward. It was purposefully placed there.
Yeah, it was on purpose. Of course.
Of course. We were talking about, like, sort of, like, how was the day? How was the weekend? Like, Halloween was this weekend. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, cold day for trick-or-treating, if anyone trick-or-treated.
It was kind of an uneventful Halloween for me. What about for you?
We had a surprising number of trick-or-treaters. And we,
You did it? You gave out candy?
Yeah, we set up, like, a folding table on our front porch. And, like, we would put the candy on the folding table so the kids could come up and get it. And, like, we could... keep our, you know, socially distance ourselves and trick-or-treaters, but it worked out pretty well. Not nearly as many as we usually get, but still a good number.
That's really cute. Do you live in like a nice trick-or-treating area?
I do. I live in a development, so it is prime trick-or-treating area. We also have, we have the library in our development, so people who don't live in a prime trick-or-treating area can drive here, have a parking lot to park in, and then, like, trick-or-treat in this development. So we get a lot of people from other areas as well.
Whoa. That's kind of fun. Like, I live on a busy street, so there's not... We don't normally get a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Oh. Where did you go to trick-or-treat, though?
Well, it's, like, my street that runs by my house. It's not busy, but there's no sidewalk. It's kind of, like... it's right off a main road, and so people just, like, zip to the main road. But then there's a street that's, like, kind of perpendicular to, or, like, I guess it's parallel to my house. Like, the street next to my house that goes into the town is more quiet. So I would just go, like, right down there. Hmm. And it was fine. But no one would come to my house. They'd always go to the houses on the street next to my house.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. It's okay. I guess because I would go out to trick-or-treat, so, like, my mom isn't really into trick-or-treating, so it worked out.
I guess so. Like, my mom loves getting trick-or-treaters.
Really?
She loves it, yeah. My dad would always take my brother and I trick-or-treating, and my mom would stay and hand out the candy. So it always worked out.
That's so cute. I guess some years I was home for a little. Oh, one year I had orchestra rehearsal on Halloween, which I was, well, I had it, it happened twice because I was in orchestra, like an outside orchestra from like sixth grade to then like senior year. And so in like seventh grade, it was on Halloween and I was like really upset because I wanted to go trick-or-treating, but they canceled it just so we could go trick-or-treating, which was really sweet. Nice. But then when I was, yeah, right? Then when I was a senior, they did not cancel it. So I went on Halloween, but it was kind of okay because, you know, like, what else? It was probably, it was a Monday night. Like, what really, what else was I? Like, I'm not going to go out trick-or-treat. Like, I could have given out candy. So I think I did give out candy before I had rehearsal at like five.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed we weren't on campus this year. Like, a Saturday night Halloween would have been so much fun.
I know.
Oh, well. We'll just have a Sunday night Halloween next year for our senior year.
Yeah, well, everything will happen on Saturday, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You need to top your bubble tea costume from last year, though.
Good. Yeah, I need to get something good. I don't know.
Bubble tea was good, though. I think it's going to be hard to top that, but I think you'll find
something. It was pretty good. No, I'll find something. I was also the Energizer Bunny, which I liked that costume, too.
That's so creative.
I whipped that back out just because it was pretty good, and I only brought it to one party that was kind of small. Because you know how all those, like, the stereotypical, like, Playboy Bunny Halloween costume?
The Angel Devil, the Playboy Bunny. Yeah.
Like, I always thought that the Playboy Bunny was the Energizer Bunny, and I was like, those bunnies don't look the same. Yeah.
So not quite. Oh, yeah. Boy. Should we play some more tunes?
Okay. Wait, I want to hear a cool Halloween costume that you wore.
I was never super creative with mine. My brother and I were Batman and Robin one year, but we were really little for that.
Okay, but that's like classic and that's cute.
I also did Rosie the Riveter. One year, you know the poster of, like, we can do it with, like...
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I did that. I don't know, not nearly as creative as the Energizer Bunny, but...
Oh, that's okay. That's cute.
We had fun with it.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Okay. Tune time?
Tune time. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1...
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully you can hear us. And hopefully Hannah can unmute herself so we can hear her as well.
Hello, yes, I am back.
Okay, we realized we forgot to tell you the first two songs we played, so now we're going to give you all four songs. So the very, very first song we played was Lucy Lucy by Betcha, followed by Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club, making a comeback, followed by Jungle by Tosh Sultana, and then Dead Crush by Alt-J.
Wow, what a batch. That first song was your pick, right?
Yeah, Lucy Lucy was mine. I heard that my friends and I made a master playlist when we went to West Virginia two weekends ago. I'm losing track of time now. I think it was 2 weekends ago. And this song was on that playlist. And I love it. It was so happy. I had to play it.
Oh, that's fun. So the second pick, Undercover Martian? Martin? How do you spell Martian?
I feel like that's not Martian.
It's not Martian. For some reason, I have been saying it in my head as Martian, but I don't know why. But it's definitely Martin.
It's M-A-R-T-Y-N. I would go with Martin before I went with Martian.
I just Googled M-A-R-T-Y-N, and the first thing that popped up was Martin Ford, and he's a huge bodybuilder man with lots of tattoos.
Hmm.
Wow, this is an interesting sight. Okay, let's get back on track. Cover Martin was my pick by Two Door Cinema Club. That is just like, we were both surprised that we hadn't already played it. Like, it's just such a classic Two Door Cinema Club song.
It is. Like, I recognized it. I didn't recognize the title, but I recognized the song immediately when Hannah suggested it. And I was like, have we really not played this already? Because we have played so much Two Door Cinema Club, and for good reason. Yeah. But I was surprised we hadn't played that one yet.
Yeah.
And then Jungle by Tosh Sultana was my pick. I know we don't usually play female artists, and we've never figured out why we don't usually play female artists, but this was on my Discover Weekly, and it was fun. Hannah said she liked, like, it was groovy.
I liked interesting. It.
And then... Yeah. Dead Crush was the last one we heard. That was your pick.
That was my pick by Alt-J. I really like some of the Alt... We had that one song, Left Hand Free by Alt-J, which is a classic.
But now it's really popular because it was in that Netflix show. Did you see Outer Banks on Netflix?
Oh, I watched the first episode and it was too bad and I could not keep going. But yes.
They played Left Hand Free as like the opening song on Outer Banks on Netflix. And now it's like really popular, but I just want to put it out there. We liked it before it was cool.
Yeah, we liked it way before. That kind of bothers me a little bit, you know, like, like that show was not good enough to be paired with this song.
I agree. Like, I watched the whole show. I thoroughly enjoyed it because I like watching, like, quote-unquote trashy TV. It just brings me a joy.
It was, like, just too trashy for me. It was just, like, I love a good trashy show, but this one, it was too many, like, plot holes. Like, how is this kid living alone and no everyone's fine with it? And they're like, oh, no, we're from the, like, Pogues or whatever. maybe I'll get into it.
I just, like, it had pretty people. And
that's true.
It started with this song, Left Hand Free. I was like, I have to watch it now. They're playing one of my favorite songs.
You're so right. Okay, maybe I'll get back into it when it's winter break and I have 2 months of nothing to do.
That would be a great time to watch it when you have 2 months of nothing.
That 2 months of nothing is scaring me a little bit. I don't know about you.
Like, yes, but this semester has been so hard that I'm also really looking forward to just doing nothing for a while.
Are you going to go back to work?
Yeah, I've been working during the semester. Oh. Like, I've been working on the weekends.
Oh, wow. Oh, so will you go back to, like, full-time work?
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's, like, technically not full-time, but, yeah, I'll be there a lot more often.
Oh, okay.
Like, over the summer, I was doing, like, 30-hour weeks, so I'll probably go back to something like that.
Okay. Oh, so is that, like, considered part-time?
I am considered a part-time employee, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I guess I should, yeah, I'll figure something out, maybe. Yeah.
Or take a road trip.
You want to take a road trip?
Yeah.
I think that sounds kind of cool. I just get, like, nervous because, like, okay, you take a road trip, but then, like, with COVID stuff, I guess you get takeout and you eat in your car, and then you could, like, Airbnb and stuff. Yeah. Or you could rent an RV.
Are we allowed to rent RVs?
Oh. Like,
are we too young?
Probably. Probably too young. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That would be so much fun, though, to rent an RV and not have to worry about, like, booking an Airbnb. You can just park wherever you want to sleep.
Yeah, literally. That would be great.
Did you know I'm technically not allowed to come to New York right now?
Wait, what? Because Pennsylvania?
Like, because Pennsylvania, I guess, is having another uptick of cases. And, like, Pennsylvanians are not supposed to go to New York without, like, a 2-week quarantine.
Oh, my God. That's kind of funny. Like, I feel like it would be really funny if you just, like, oh, well, I guess there's no border. You'd have to, so can you leave Pennsylvania? Like, can you go to New Jersey?
I think so. I don't know. My mom just mentioned the other day that, like, Pennsylvanians were back on the, like, do not enter list for New York.
So funny. That would be really funny if you, like, drove across the border and drove back, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. But it was kind of weird. It's just that is strange. Weird.
I'm excited to look back on this and be like, ha, ha, ha. That happened.
I hope so. I hope at some point we can look back and go, ha, ha, ha.
Well, maybe not ha, 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 but, like, we did. I keep having these, like, flash forwards to, like, my grandchildren are like, oh, like, what was the, like, COVID-19, like, for, I have to do a school project.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah.
It's like, I remember asking my grandma, like, what was the Holocaust like? And, like, stuff like that.
And I'll be like, I sat in my bedroom and did classes on Zoom.
Yeah, in a way, like, this is not as bad. Like, I asked my grandma, like, what's World War II like? And it's like, I sat in my bedroom. Like, it's a bit better than that. It's a lot better than that.
Yeah, hard is relative, though. You know, like, our version of hard.
Very true.
Is different from their version of hard because we don't know how hard it could get, you know?
So true. Like, this is the hardest. This is, yeah, you're so right. Like, I was working at the farmer's market, and there's this older couple. They're like 60 something, and the guy went to Lafayette. So he's always like, oh my God, like, haha, so funny. He transferred out of Lafayette, which is a little awkward, but that's okay. We still have. And they were saying how, like, they were in school during the Cold War, and they would learn, like, duck under your desk and, like, roll to the side of a curb. And the girl would be like, yeah. The lady was telling me how she was like, I walked to school every day and thought, like, this could be my last step for every step. And I was like, that is the most depressing thing. Like, I'm over here complaining about sitting in my room.
Yeah, hard is relative.
Yeah, you're right.
On that note,
On that note,
should we
tune
play
time.
some tunes?
I thought it would be funny if our next song was called like The Struggles, but
It's not. It's our next song is super happy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, is this the happy song?
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's good. On that note, here we have a happy song to
Here's a
cheer
happy
you
song.
up.
In 3, 2, 1.
You open up your mouth. show you everything I know. A jungle slang spinning round my head and I stand while my naked fool fresh out.
Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully you can hear us again.
We are back. What a time. We hope you enjoyed those songs.
What did we just play?
So that was Lover by Walker and Gooey by Glass Animals. So that first one was your pick.
Yeah, Lover was my pick. That's another shout out to Aunt Donna. From one of her playlists. This was one of the very first. So she sends me a playlist every month, which is awesome. And I think this is one of the very first playlists she sent me. It was over the summer. And the whole playlist was phenomenal. I think I loved every single song on the playlist. And this is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was definitely...
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, we thought it was so nice and happy.
Yeah, which is why we put it after Dead Crush, because Dead Crush was a little bit, like, hardcore. So we were like, let's play this really, like, lively, just happy song afterwards. And that was Lover by Waker.
Oh, I said Walker. It's not Walker. It's Waker. Yeah. So the next song was Gooey by Glass Animals. That was my pick. I think I first heard about Glass Animals from my friend Zoe. My friend from home, she liked them. I guess maybe she told me about one of their songs or she played it. I don't know. But then I heard it again from our friend Keegan. And he's always like telling me like, listen. Well, he actually kind of randomly was like, oh, like listen to this playlist I created. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think then I heard it from him. And I think I got this song from Keegan's playlist. Yeah, but I think it was kind of... It's a little, like, psychedelic. It's like, whoa. But I think it's nice and chill, too.
It fits the vibe. It was a longer one, but it still fits the vibe.
Yeah. It was long. But, yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. It's like, whoa.
Psychedelic was a good word for that one, especially when it's called Gooey. I don't know why it's called Gooey.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it fits.
Yeah, now that I'm... thinking about it, this was definitely a song from Keegan. This is very yes.
Does Keegan strike you as a gooey person?
Definitely gooey, Glass Animals, psychedelic. How was your day?
My day was actually really good. All of my classes were canceled today in honor of Election Day, but I already voted. I voted by mail like a couple weeks ago, so I didn't have to do anything today. Like, I got a lot of work done today, which was nice, but I slept in, got some work done, didn't have any class, get to do the radio show. My 8 a.m. tomorrow is canceled, also in honor of Election Day, so.
Oh my god, that is beautiful.
Kind of thriving. Yeah. What about you?
Wow. That's so nice. Yesterday, so okay, I'm okay. I feel like, so like yesterday, my classes were canceled. Well, I'm in this one class, a psychology class, where you don't have to go to class. It's optional.
Is it really optional though?
No, like it is optional. Like you could go to class or you could decide to do homework. And if you want to do homework, you could do homework. But if you want to go to class, you go to class. And then we had one test, and it was solely from the textbook, which was quite unfair. And we have, like, so that was our only test. Now we have projects where you, like, put together a summary of the textbook. So, like, if you go to class, like, class is nothing to do with what we do in the project. It's just, like, so it's called lifespan development. So it's like, look at this video about babies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So if you go to class, does that mean you don't have to do homework?
Yes.
That's kind of a good deal. Like, it kind of stinks that you're just literally just copying the textbook, but also that's kind of a good deal.
Yeah. Like I'm not complaining, but then it's kind of weird because when it comes time to do the project, like we've already done two projects, like I really don't know anything. I'm like, well, time to teach myself an entire unit of the lifespan. But it's interesting where it's okay. But I decided not to go to class on Monday because it was required to do extra work that I had a lot of other work. We had a project due in that one of our unit projects was due on Sunday. So I was like, I'll work on this and not go to class on Monday.
That's not a bad deal. But yeah, I can see why it's also kind of annoying.
So I didn't have class on Monday, and I didn't have class on afternoon class on Monday because my professor, like, something, he was moving into his house or something happened. And then today, I didn't have morning class, which was nice. And I had afternoon class because the econ department does not believe in mental health days like the psych department does.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. But, okay, when your class is canceled, do you still have to, like, watch a video or, like, watch virtual class?
No, not today.
Why?
They were like, I know. We have these. So, usually when my history class gets canceled, she gives us stuff to do, like, instead. But today, it was just, like, they were all like, go vote. Like, no class, no work. And I was like, okay, I already voted, but okay. So, And then the class I have canceled tomorrow, we haven't missed a single class yet. So he was like, you know, like, I've been, like, pushing you guys really hard so we stay on track. And, like, we just took our last exam before the final. So he was like, just take tomorrow off. Like, we're on track. Like, all we'd have to do now is learn stuff for the finals. So,
no way. Like, you guys are
good to go. Yeah. So, I mean, I still have, like, a ton of work to do this week. But it was kind of nice to just have nothing to do today.
Wow. That's beautiful.
It was. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's really nice.
Wow, that is very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
So, we should probably play.
Yeah, if we start now, we can get our last two in, and then we can save two more for next week.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I want to talk about my voting experience real fast.
Do it.
I voted today. And I expect there to be, like, a lot of lines or something. I don't know. This is my first time voting. And I walked in and there was, like, no one there except for some old people. And I was like, oh, okay.
What time of day did you go?
It was 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, so I feel like all the work, like, people that work, like, either went really, really early this morning or really late tonight. Yeah. And then, like, you went at a good time.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But I thought it was going to be insane. Yeah. And then, yeah, but it worked out. It was fine. And I was like, this is my first time voting. And the lady gave me two stickers, one to wear and one to save.
Aww. See, that's the problem. I didn't get a sticker. I didn't vote in person, so I didn't get a sticker. Bummer.
That is rough.
Like, good for you. We did our civic duty. Hopefully all of our listeners did their civic duty as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, tune time.
Let's do it. In 3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Cool beans.
smell the Prozac in your pretty hair. Got a lot of fans, but is anyone there? I don't know, but it's been said your heart is stronger than your head, and this location is my home.
Welcome back.
Hello. Oh, yes. Hello, everybody. We are back, and it is 7 p.m. So real quick, that was Morocco by Moon Taxi and Sick Love by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So Morocco was my pick. I think I originally heard it on my Discover Weekly playlist from Spotify.
Classic.
And then it reappeared on my road trip to West Virginia last weekend, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this is on my possibilities somewhere. Like, I have to play it. It has to resurface. So it's finally made it on the show. It's been in my possibilities for a very long time. But I do enjoy it.
Aw, that's nice. Sick Love was my pick. Red Hot Chili Pepper, just, you know, in my Red Hot Chili Pepper phase, this was... Well, this song, I feel like, is a little more chill. It's one of their more, like, less rocky songs. So I thought it would be kind of nice.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I don't like their, like, super hardcore stuff.
Yeah. I tried not to play too much. Like, they do have some super hardcore stuff that I don't even really like. Yeah. Yes. Any final remarks?
Any final remarks? Today was a really good day. Radio show always makes it better.
Aww.
And I hope all of our listeners enjoyed.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Good work.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoys the weather before it gets, like, well, if you're in the East Coast, before it's, like, freezing. You know, like, today was, like, 40s, 50s, and I sat outside to do class, and it was like, it was cold, but it was kind of nice.
Enjoy it before it's gone.
Yeah, really. That's right. at me last year before we had to be sent home.
Oh, yeah. Tragic.
Enjoy it before it's gone.
All right, sign us off, Anna.
Okay, well, you have been listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College / Reading, PA / Larchmont, New York. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth, and you guys will hear us next Tuesday.
Well, it was a good time.
Bye.
Bye.